Okay, tonight I want to share with you some things that we typically do this time of the year, and that is to make New Year's resolutions. That's our tradition of the New Year's, is putting off the old and putting on the new. Like I shared earlier, we picture this old man with a white beard taking off, leaving. He's 2022, and then this new babe, 2023, comes on the scene, and it's putting off the old and putting on the new. And if you're familiar with God's Word, it uses that illustration in the sense of putting off the old and putting on the new in light of renewing our mind. And as a Christian, this is a great time for us to challenge ourselves to put 2022 behind us and bring on a new year with great expectations for God working in our lives. And I want to ask you later on and get some feedback from you on certain resolutions or decisions that you've made with the Father with this new year coming up. It was interesting at the Garage Fellowship, each person shared their theme or a word that is emphasized for them for the new year. You know, some of the things the guy said was like trust. I really want to trust God this year. Or I want to listen and obey. That was another, which I thought was really neat. One guy, I want to listen and hear, and then I want to obey God's word. And there were many others as well. So I trust that you're working in your heart to think along these lines. One of the acts that holds believers back from living the fullness of their Christian life is they carry the old burdens of the past with them. They just can't let them go. And we need, as God's children, as we look at God's word, is not allow the past, the old burdens of the past, to dictate our future. So let's take a look at God's word along these lines, and then we'll take some time to hear from you, some of your different thoughts on some kind of New Year's resolutions or what you're thinking about as you walk with God for the new year. And 2 Corinthians, you could go there in your Bibles. I'm going to be quoting from the ESV. So the ESV translation. So 2 Corinthians 5, 16 and 17. It says, "From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer." So if we're not to regard anybody by the flesh, why would we want to do that in the future? You know, so many times we get limited in our relationships because we're looking at the flesh. Let's don't regard the flesh. Let's see the Christ within. Verse 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation." He is a new creation, a God child. That's very special. Let me finish the quote of the verse here. "The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Wow. I think this is a great verse for us to think upon as we look into the new year of 2023. You are a new creation in Christ. Yeah, we have our old flesh nature. It's there. But we want to focus and live as a result of what God has done through Christ for us. You know, who are we? How do we identify ourselves? By the flesh or by the Spirit? Well, we do it by the Spirit, the Christ within us, don't we? How does God operate? Does he live in the past? Does he pull on the past to determine how he'll have a relationship with you in the future? Does he hold what you did yesterday and judge you for the next day? Well, there's a wonderful verse in Lamentations chapter 3. Excuse me. Chapter 3 in Lamentations. It's in the middle of your Bible somewhere. Mm-hmm. Chapter 3, verse 21. Now, if you haven't found it, just listen. This is the ESV. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. You see, we've got a loving Heavenly Father. His mercies are new every morning. It's not like he's looking at us what we did in the past. He sees the Christ in us. And that's what we want to see within our life. You know, Romans 6:4 says we walk in newness of life because we are a new creation in Christ. And so we want to walk in newness of life with the spiritual realities of who we are and who we identify with, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Heavenly Father is all about today and tomorrow, not living in the past. In fact, what does he want you to do about the past? Philippians 3 addresses this question. Philippians 3, verse 13. Again, ESV. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press toward the goal of for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So it's not about the past. We forget those things that are behind, and we reach forth to those things that are ahead. That's the King James, huh? And then when we push toward the goal of the prize of the high calling of God through Jesus Christ. Let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 4. And we're going to look at two verses here. I'm sorry, two sections of verses. First in Ephesians chapter 4, and then we're going to look at Colossians 3. And there's some things said here that I want you to really lock into. You're believers, you're born again, you're saved. This is to you and me. This is how we live our life. We adjust our life, how we renew our minds. And so let's listen carefully so that we can obey. Ephesians 4:22. To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires. Number one, let's put it off. Verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds. In your minds, get your thinking together. Verse 24, and to put on the new self. Okay, we put off the old, we put on the new self. Well, who is the new self? It's the Christ in you, right? Well, let me finish the verse. And to put on the new self, created like the likeness, after the likeness of God, in true righteousness and holiness. God always says it better, doesn't he? So there's couple aspects here of putting off the old and putting on the new. Okay? Now, Colossians. Colossians chapter 3. It says, do not lie. This is verse 9, sorry, 3:9. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices. So again, we see this principle of putting off. Let's put off the junk of the world, the things that hold us back. Verse 10 says, and have put on the new self. Now again, who is that new self? It's the Christ in you. You're a born-again believer. You're a son of God. You're a child of the Most High. So we put that in our thinking, the spirit of our minds, right? Well, let me finish verse 10, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. So, okay, so how do we put on this new self? It says we do this by renewing in what? Knowledge. Knowledge after the image of his creator. We take the knowledge of God's word and we put it in our minds. We study the word. We have time in God's word. You know, our lifestyle should be one of putting off the old and putting on the new. That's what we should be doing all the time. Let's get rid of the old, let's put on the new. And getting our head into God's word, because that's how we're going to renew our minds, is through the knowledge of God, through a knowledge of God, what he has written and addressed to us. So, I have a suggestion for you this New Year's, a three-aspect godly resolution. 3 points, if you will. One, what old are you putting away? Okay. Number one, let's make a decision. Let's put away some of the old stuff. Make a decision. What is it you need to put away? Make that decision. Number two, then make a decision. Okay, what are you going to renew your mind? That, well, maybe I need to renew my mind that I am righteous in God, that he is my Father, that I have the hope of Christ's return, that I have eternal life. Maybe that's where I need to renew my mind, get my mind together, thinking. How am I going to do that? Through a knowledge of God's word. So where, number three, where are you going to go in God's word to renew your mind? And this is where you can make some decisions. Well, I'm going to read Ephesians every week. You know, I think there's, what, 6 chapters? I'll read Ephesians every week. Every day I'll read a chapter, and I'll take the day off on the one that's missing there. But these are kind of things I'm sharing with you, ideas and thoughts. And I believe these are good suggestions according to what we read in God's word. So this is what I wanted to share with you tonight. So I'm going to stop the teaching.